SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As President-elect Trump continues filling positions that are key to implementing his agenda, on Capitol Hill, Senate Republicans are set to vote on their new leadership team.
Two of the Republican senators vying for party leaders say they're committed to helping Donald Trump make America great again. Florida Senator Rick Scott says it's vital to accomplish the Trump agenda. Texas Senator John Cornyn says some Senate reforms would help to advance that agenda. Quote, in order to make America great again, we must make the Senate work again. GOP Whip John Thune has put more distance between himself and Trump, calling on the president-elect to stay out of the party leadership contest. Bob Agner reporting.
In the House, Speaker Mike Johnson says the GOP is all in on advancing the Trump agenda.
On Tuesday, voters rejected what they really felt was the misery of the last 4 years. We're moving on and we're turning the page, and this is something that the American people desperately need and deserve.
Israel's U.N. ambassador applauding the choice of Mike Huckabee for U.S. ambassador to Israel. Danny Danone says a former Arkansas governor has visited Israel more than once.
After October 7th, he came and I took him to visit the sites on Kfar Aza, Be'eri, and other locations where the massacre took place. So we will welcome him and we will be expecting his arrival.
Mr. Trump has chosen Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. The president-elect has also named William McGinley as White House counsel. Also at SRNNews.com, Peanut the pet squirrel seized and killed by heavy-handed New York State officials who said that Peanut might spread rabies has tested negative. The unfortunate episode creating quite a social media uproar across the country. And by the way, Peanut's partner Fred the Raccoon met the same sad fate. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 95 points. This is SRN News. The leader of the Church of England has resigned.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby says he will step down in response to outrage over a sex abuse scandal in the state church. A new report has revealed that a man who worked for the Church of England abused numerous children in the 1970s and 80s, and when it was discovered, Anglican officials covered it up. In fact, Dr. Welby found out about the scandal in 2013, and critics say he failed to do enough to bring it to light and punish the abuser. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study from the University of Colorado reveals that books advancing the LGBT agenda in public school libraries were the most likely to be challenged by parents. A comprehensive review of more than 2,500 books challenged in 32 states during the 2021-22 school year found many of the same titles appearing again and again. The most banned books are Gender Queer, a Memoir, and All Boys Aren't Blue. This is SRN News. Several of President-elect Trump's cabinet choices have drawn the attention of Israelis. You get the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Many Israelis are looking on with amazement as successive nominees to serve in the Trump government come to the administration with histories of strong support for the state of Israel. Nominee Pete Hegseth leading the Pentagon, Marco Rubio heading the State Department, with Mike Huckabee serving as the next U.S. ambassador to the state of Israel. And Lee Zeldin atop the EPA together provide a wall of support for the Jewish state in addition to other key issues. A number of prominent figures have suggested a joint effort by the outgoing Biden and incoming Trump administrations to end the Israeli war with Hamas and Hezbollah before the transition is complete in January. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.